the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Sounds like your Sunday service, doesn't it?
All right, first it sounded like Tyler Childers.
Oh, is the guy one like that?
Yeah, but it ain't. This is woohoo.
I'm going to look into him a little more because I saw this Sturgill discovered him.
Yeah.
And gave him a deal. Because they said he's one of the artists that had almost virtual no radio play.
Still doesn't.
Really?
And it's huge.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
For country radio, yeah, definitely.
I've told the powers that be that for a long, long time. But you got to have, it's so weird, Nashville. Like, Nashville controls it. It's weird.
They do.
How one city can, like, they used to say the rock and roll, the city, the heart of rock and roll was Detroit. Like, not anymore.
Nope.
I think they listen to foreign music up there. I don't know. I mean, from what I've seen.
Is Tyler Childers the guy who won't do interviews? There's one of those country guys who's real reclusive, but real popular.
He's done them. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I can't. Maybe it's not him. There's this guy that it won't talk to anybody, and people have been trying to talk to him. He's a country music artist.
Huh.
Real popular, young guy.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like I'd know his name if I heard it, but he's like a big recluse.
See, when it comes to the – I mean, I know Tyler Childers is younger, but, like, I don't know the people – gosh, what was the one that was at the well recently? I was like, God, that guy is doing a whole show by himself? I can't think of the, you know. That's the thing. Would concerts be concerts without women? I say no. I don't think concerts would, I mean, think about it. Like, who's that young up-and-coming stand-up guy that women think's all cute? He looks like he should be in NSYNC, but he's, like, really good.
Are you talking about Rife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt Rife. Yes.
Yeah.
Women, look, they love his looks, you know? Mm-hmm. And same thing. I mean, this.
He's a cutie.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know a whole lot of dudes that would just go to see, like, Shakira or, I don't know.
Because the women will go out in droves with their buddies.
Yes,
and make a night of it.
They'll have the costumes on, the whole thing.
You know what blew Rife up was he was.
Party.
I'm kind of jealous. None of my friends ever want to dress up, Paige.
Well, we dress it's down.
They make a big event
about the end of the night.
They make it like a big event out of it. You know, let's go get dolled up.
Let's get dolled up.
Remember what blew Rife up is he was Kate Beckinsale's boyfriend. And that's where he first got famous.
Right.
He happens to be a comedian. He's really funny, though.
Yeah, yeah, he is. But, like...
Idea sales.
But concerts themselves, like, women drive that. Look at y'all. Y'all have created... It wouldn't be Ticketmaster without women. How about that?
God, what's this sucker's name?
See, we want to do things. That's the biggest problem with men and women. Men, some of them, like to stay home and watch TV all day. Nothing against those men. I was married to one of them, so I would leave them there and go do things.
Chris is your fire. I'm watching Good Times.
Get out of here. I'm watching Back Drive. Leave me alone.
I'm on the go all the. That's his thing. I'm on the go all week long. I don't want to do it at home. I just want to rest. I let him rest.
It's two different goals, right? Like the women will go out, they want to have a good time, but when the men go out, it's competition.
What do you mean?
See who can get some first.
Well, hopefully they're single men.
Yeah, because if they're getting some and they're married, I wouldn't let you go out.
Nah, you would think, look, there's always a boys' night that has somebody that strays.
I even hate is hearing that term now, boys' night.
Do you always have someone who strays on a boys'
night? No. I mean,
with your contemporaries, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, obviously, if it did, I wouldn't say it live on the radio right now. But more or less like... At least the ones that I hang out with, it would be more or less just like going out ball busting.
Being stupid.
And either, dude, you got to talk about that on the radio, or, dude, please don't talk about that on the radio.
Don't like, say
two
nothing.
Different things that come from that.
That's the same thing with girls, though, you know.
Dude, Big Brown sent me this picture. I meant to send it to the group. Matter of fact, I'll do it now.
Big.
It was, Fat Boy, you didn't go, but it was the...
Dang it.
Or maybe you did go. Maybe you took the photo.
Was it at my house?
No. No, but this was back in the time when you still went out.
Yeah.
What happened? What changed it?
God, I don't know. Just got fat and lazy, I think is what it is.
Look at this picture. You. I don't know. Okay, so there you got Officer Robbie Raines. Oh. Then you got Big Brown.
God!
Then you got freaking me. Hey, folks, Rob Inario. There's Rob's old assistant, Matt. There's Joshua Fortner.
Wow.
Fortner.
Babyface Fortner.
Babyface.
Still looks the same.
I don't know who that is. Young Jug.
He looks a little thicker.
Aw.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Who is that? There's people sitting at our table. I don't know who they are,
well,
but
the
I was there.
Well,
you were all cuties, all handsome boys.
Yeah, but
out.
That was the night that we took a limousine out, and somebody that I just mentioned in that group decided to smoke a cigar in the back of a limousine.
I remember who it was, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I don't want to get a speeding ticket later, so I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, okay.
But nevertheless.
Ew.
Rob looks the same. Fortner looks the same. He always does.
Everyone else looks drastically older.
God, Jug looks a little thicker in that picture.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Well, he's got a kid now, so he doesn't get all the food.
I didn't
share it.
I missed that one, but I remember hearing that it was not one of the best ones.
It was not at all.
Is that the one where you guys got in a fight?
I felt like it was about to happen.
Yes. There was
an
inter arguing, and that's the thing too. When you take one vehicle out somewhere and there is a blow up of some kind, you have to ride back together. In that particular night was in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh,
oddly
no.
enough, that See, was in that German beer garden place. That picture there.
In the story, one of the guys you don't know from that picture or know very little of, weren't they trying to kind of get something going as far as
yes,
okay. And yeah. That was interfering with.
Well, actually, it was. I don't know.
Trying to add people to the group, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm impressed that you all stay together because sometimes if
that
I,
was 10 years ago.
If I
God,
go out with some friends, there's always one girl that would wander off, and we would have to find her somewhere wherever she went, and before we left, and we're like, "Have you seen her?" And then we actually found her. And
what was she doing? Going up on some dude in the bathroom?
No,
she said it backwards. You can say it.
She went back to the hotel.
Going up on him.
And she was passed out in the bathroom. She went home. We couldn't find her.
The guy already left, huh?
No, there was no sex involved. She just drank too much and sent herself home.
Oh, we've seen that.
Home.
That was that night's problem. I started drinking the first place real hard. And then it just, I was like, okay, I got to stop.
Well,
like,
you don't want to have to pull somebody off as far as, you know, hey, you know, make them stop drinking. Make sure they don't get sick.
No, yeah. No, like, that's another thing about women. Like, if a girl's in there throwing up, they will hold their hair back.
Oh, yeah, we're calm.
Whatever, you know.
Not
we
us.
Don't want her to get messy.
Hell no. We're like, man, freaking, dude, you stink.
We're taking pictures, videos. We're going to act
that's
like
so
we're
mean.
Humping him while he's throwing up in the toilet.
He's bent over. And,
Dudes are...
I'm blanking the puke out of this guy.
Well, could you imagine if we tried to pull that together now? First off, there wouldn't be that many people. Second, if you say, hey, we're going to get a limo and go to North Carolina. Like,
yeah. Have a limo, first off.
Yeah.
A limo.
So funny.
We're not going to prom. We're going on boys' night.
If one of you gets a little overserved and you can't find that person, would you go looking for him or would you just let him go?
See, that depends on how the
I mean,
night goes.
We would go find you. My friends would.
If that guy's been annoying the entire time, the boys would be like, hell with him. He'd find his way home.
Let him go. He'll find his way back.
Plus, if you got some other boys that are single trying to work on some action, they're going to forget about him anyway.
See, that was kind of the problem that one night. Is not that night, but one of the nights where bars are closing down or whatever. And then the ratio is like 20 guys to like two girls, you know? And and those two girls are just trying to have a drink before going home. And those guys are like huddled around her. I'm like, God bless. Like,
plus if
y'all got no couth at all.
If the one guy is making the headway with a girl, then it's like competition for the other guy in the group.
Two guys that came there buddies are now somehow having this inter-emotional feud over this girl that's not paying attention to either one of them.
I think something like that happened one night with us where it was me and my friend Sarah, and we all ended up at her pool, and I was wearing her bikini. And there was all these guys that I didn't even know. Like, it was so many people that followed there.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend showed up. So we all had to run, and we were locked in with all these guys.
Oh, no. What happened then?
See, like,
it was bad.
Orgy ensued.
None of that. But the boyfriend was, like, really pissed off. So, and we're like, we don't know these guys. We were just talking to this guy who's a friend.
So you telling that story that way is fun. If somebody else told it, like the, one of the guys, like, man, we almost got laid that night. And it didn't happen.
You didn't.
Yeah, they would have said, well, this close. It was your fault, though, man.
She was in a bikini, man. I was going to close it, and you puked.
You want to do something daring when we come back?
Of course, on okay. a Friday, for sure.
All right. We received a text message earlier. It said, check your mail. And
I didn't get one. Like a new one. Email?
No, mail. And I went down there, and there's a box in here addressed to us. You want to open it live when we come back?
Yeah.
If it's a glitter bomb, I'll beat the hell out of somebody. It's not cooking. I swear. All things
Rise Guys. They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work. Up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I don't know how they all come out to this and spin around a couple times.
Because they're usually in someone's face ringside.
Yeah.
Talking trash.
You think anybody ever messed themselves in a shatter machine?
I, if not, the person taking it, that'd be something good to ask Cash. Because the way he falls on it, like, you know. Like Paige, the guy, they throw him against the rope. Dax, who's been in here before, yeah. will lift him up in there. Her mic's not on. Talk now.
Yeah.
And
this is not on.
And then he picks him up like this, and then Cash, I keep wanting to call him by his
own. Yeah, me too.
He catches him with his knees and falls on his back, taking the guy's face to his knees.
Oh my God.
The shatter machine.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's like accidentally like farted or anything like that. Hey, that'd be a good question from Edge. He took, all right, God dang it.
There's one.
I got to write that down.
I know I'm going to mess up later.
He's not going to get mad about it. I wouldn't imagine. I'm sure he's used to it by now, but it's one of those things where it's
I'm like, not worried about him coming here to spear us anymore.
Well, that's true.
To spear you.
Yeah, that's one of his
is his gimmick.
Hey, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
She's learning.
Remember Jake the Snake told us that Andre would sit on his shoulder and fart for like 30 seconds?
What is wrong with you people?
He thought it was hilarious. I mean, you're not going to tell him no. Not that even Tim White probably could tell him no, but nobody else could.
Yeah, but also when Andre died, thousands of Andre stories came out, you know?
Yep.
And it's kind of like, well, how do I know that's true? Well, because I'm telling you it's true. That's weird.
That was it. The only story I heard that like commonly went around was he didn't like anybody else in the locker room.
No, he liked his. He loved playing dominoes and cards.
Yep. They the brother won the pinup.
All right, you ready?
I am.
Do you need it? I have a knife. Do you need one?
Yeah, I do actually. This one's taped up pretty good. We don't ever check our mailbox.
We don't. That's not Bear Grylls. It's the rapper, BG. He had a line of pocket knives. So that's why it says BG. Oh,
I thought it was for Barry Gibb.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's great.
It would have a little afro on it if that were the case. A little gold chain and a wig.
God.
Oh, is it strong? You made a face.
Well, I don't know what this is. There was a text came in said, go check your mailbox. And I go down there, and sure in the world, there's a big box down there. And I don't know what it is. It could be from one of our worst enemies.
God,
who's our worst enemy?
Who would it be? Probably Bill Frady.
Bill Frady.
Or yeah, I don't. Colin Diesel.
No.
Tara? Is Tara our worst enemy?
No, she likes us.
It's like when Gruden, because teams will send Gruden boxes and he can't open them. You're doing better than he does.
Holy moly, man. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm just going to pull it out at one time.
Oh, my God. I just remember where this person went.
Wowee. So there's two. Oh, no. Well, okay. See, this is where it sucks. You're not a wrestling fan, Paige.
So what?
Oh, I can see it. I can see the back of it.
What this person said was that they had to apologize to Fat Boy because they weren't selling your size in Vegas.
Oh, those are still cool, though.
So whose is whose?
I don't know. Are they both the same size?
Yeah.
Which one would you prefer?
I don't have a preference.
I kind of want to see Paige try them on. Especially that one, because she's cursed!
So it's a Danhausen shirt and a WrestleMania shirt, because P1 Vegas Brent went to WrestleMania.
That's
and
this is awesome. The one with... Look at that.
See, guys. I don't care to have the CM Punk shirt.
Yeah, that's fine. God, man. That's really cool. Because, you know, this is extra funny because of what you said beforehand.
Plus, he probably paid like $80 a piece for them.
God, there, man.
I would imagine.
This is like when P1, well, almost as good, well, just as good as when P1 Shipman sent the Cube Steak shirt.
Oh, yeah.
What is that on the front there?
That's Danhausen.
It was an actual steak
one. I like
on
that one.
Oh, it says WrestleMania Hausen. Damn, that's a limited shirt. Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's awesome. If you'd like to get shout out, send us free things.
Hey, that's a pretty good size shirt. Why does it smell so good?
Because it came from Vegas, man. It smells like sin.
Oh, and it's a soft tee, too, and it doesn't have a tag on it. I can't stop smelling it, man. It smells like...
Oh, here we go with that again.
I almost
You've gotten
did.
Better. You've
yeah,
gotten better.
But I almost did it earlier. I almost hit the sanitizer over there.
We need to get that guy to call in again about his family member that ended up having real bad lung issues from sniffing things.
Oh, he passed away?
Yes.
I found some PVC glue at the house the other night. I was looking for WD-40. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had PVC glue.
Why do you talk like that?
Because I wanted to crack it open.
Because it's a weird kind of, he's a drug addict. I mean, it kind of is. People like,
yeah,
Nas
addict, sure.
wasn't a, not the rapper, but NOS. You know, that's not a drug per se, but people are using it as a drug.
Yeah, it's, well, could you hit it like a whippet? I mean, it's car
I've
gas,
never
right?
done that stuff in my life, I swear to God. Here's the thing.
I don't know how you would.
I've had many friends over the years call me a pussy and things such as that, but I never, never tried that hard stuff ever.
No, I was always afraid of it.
I was, man. Hey, same thing. Like, Lynn Bias, he saved so many people's lives, I think, or at least a tragedy from happening.
God. What was Reggie Lewis? It wasn't drugs, right? It was just a bad heart. I can't remember.
I don't remember. You thinking of Pistol Pete?
No, that was a heart attack during a game.
Yeah.
Pickup game.
Paige, what's the hardest drug you ever did? Like, honest to God, because you lived in San Francisco.
Morphine.
Wow.
I was in the hospital.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Well, it's the hardest drug I've ever done.
Well, I mean, like, free, you know, freelancing.
Freelancing? Probably hash.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But no, like, you know, LSD, coke.
Oh, I did LSD on accident, so that counts. Somebody put it in my coke.
Someone put LSD in your coke? You were snorting coke, and they put LSD in.
No, I was at a party, and I went to the bathroom, and I came back, drank my coke, and started flipping out.
Flipping out.
Okay, so half an hour later.
Did someone say, hey, by the way, we put LSD in your coke?
I assumed it was LSD because they had...
Oh, you got roofied.
They had things on the ceiling that they had these plastic things that they were melting into pots. It was strange.
So you got a roofie, I bet.
Yes, and it was like...
So it probably wasn't LSD. Because no guy wants to give a girl LSD
I started
just
seeing
for fun.
Trails and flipping out. And there was a band there at this house. It was like this big house in San Francisco. And this guy was playing a Jimi Hendrix song, and I thought it was Jimi Hendrix, and I started, that's why I left, because I'm like, he's dead, he can't be playing. So I ran out. It scared me.
I flip out when I see Trails too, so
yeah,
I know what you mean there.
Well, this guy was smoking a cigarette, and I just kept seeing light with the cigarette like following it.
So you don't remember like waking up somewhere or somebody throwing you over their shoulder and taking you out of it?
No, I ran down the street and saw like a blinking one of those wooden traffic signs to block off traffic that was blinking.
Yeah. Were you stopping thinking it was a red light?
No, I sat on the corner crying before my boyfriend found me, and I thought it was police officer and I was going to jail.
So did your boyfriend, did he say, hey, how did you know that it was LSD? Did someone...
He said something to me. I said, he said, I think someone put LSD in your Coke because you're flipping out. We got to go to the hospital. And I go, I'm not going to the hospital.
Probably didn't think about roofies then. Like, I didn't hear about roof. Like, Funky Cole Medina and all those songs. Like, I didn't realize what they were about.
Do you think the California stuff she might have was rougher than anything we would have gotten?
Probably came from El Segundo.
They were all partying, and I didn't do things like that.
Cut with Ajax.
I can't handle things. Like, I got really paranoid if we smoke pot. Like,
you know what they do now? They boof. They literally boof drugs. The girls were using the tampons and the alcohol.
That would burn.
Yeah, but it was like giving them a buzz real quick.
That would hurt your boo-boo.
You don't call it a boo-boo, do you?
That's what a laboo-boo is.
That's French for...
I don't know. It's your boo-boo.
No, boo-boo means like that's a wound. Well, it looks similar. All right, good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
What now?
Good morning.
Good morning, I'm Paige.
I'm Paige.
I didn't know what you said.
Fat Boy was talking politics.
Oh.
And I said, that guy looks like he would stink.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. So you might have already eaten breakfast, but if you haven't, I have to give you a little hint here.
Yeah, I done ate, so.
He done ate.
He did?
Yeah, he done ate.
He done ate. What'd you have?
I had two eggs, some grits, two pieces of sausage.
That's healthy.
From a certain house.
Oh.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah. I was going to get an orange juice, but it was not offered.
Well, that's sad.
He's being a dude.
I don't know how to make that up to you, so you'll
have
to
wait. I offered him one.
Take your shirt off.
Okay.
I got one for you. You can try on the WrestleMania shirt. That's why I said that.
Okay. All right. So here's a hint. You can keep your toast from getting soggy. How, you ask?
Eat it before
I've never had soggy toast, so I don't. You have to do this by standing it up after it's been toasted. So lean two pieces together and make a toast tint.
What?
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
You are.
You stand the bread up.
Read my body language. <You're>
like, why the hell does that matter?
He gave me that look like, what you talking about, Willis?
He looked at you like a little small black child.
I don't think. Like,
you talking about Willis?
He put my hands on my hip.
He did.
Doing that snarl. What are you talking about, Paige?
It was like Arnold looking at the gooch.
What? Okay, so
AI me is Gary Coleman right now.
Please, God, do it. See if it'll work. Why did Wee Willis not use that in advertising? What'd you talk about, Wee Willis?
Red Bull, 3 for 9. What are you talking about, Wee Willis?
Oh my God.
It's W.E. Willis.
Oh, God.
Notice the initials. Man.
Okay, so. It's
like his Wozell.
Some foodie online. You know, you can't believe all these foodies if they're telling the truth. And, you know, all these little healthy tips. Because once you go down that rabbit hole, you start getting that algorithm on your social media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, if you drink this, you'll be healthier.
That's how I got the breastfeeding algorithm, because you guys kept searching it at work.
Yes.
And it flooded to my phone somehow.
I know. I blame the girl that was pregnant in the building.
Is that how?
It's her
fault.
I don't
believe that to be true.
Just get on the IP or whatever here. Whatever it's called.
I don't think I've ever Wi-Fi. Searched that fat boy, but.
It just magically appeared one day.
Okay.
Paige searched it and said, you got to get some ribs removed.
It said the kids. Well, I can't see it.
What are you talking about? Okay. So. Some foodie claims that you can keep your toast from getting soggy by doing that, standing it up.
From butter or jam or whatever? Jelly?
I guess
then it'd slide off.
I guess the idea is to let it breathe so it maintains that crunch.
Well, they get soggy from just being there, right? Like being too long before you...
Let me tell you what. I saw a video, and it was on TikTok, but somebody shared it to me. And I guess it was for Best Damn Audio. And they said, hey, what do you think about this? So I said, let me try a field test to make sure this is real. So what you do is if you have sliced bread in your house, you take it and you put it under running water. Now, if you think, what would happen?
It's going to have a hole right through it.
Right. Doesn't.
What?
I took that piece of bread underwater, and it like started
to absorb
the water like a sponge, and then I squeezed the bread to get the water out, and it fluffed right back into bread.
What?
Yes.
Now let me ask you a question.
Not kidding you.
Did you try pee after the water?
No.
All right.
No.
If it still does it with that,
but I'll believe it. It was weird. So I took that bread, and I was like, this is this brand, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I knew you were going to ask. And I threw it out there, and there's always birds in my yard. Them birds would not eat that bread.
Really?
Yeah.
But it fluffed back up.
Yes. I don't understand
leavened
that.
Leavened and unleavened bread.
Banjo would have eaten it, I'm sure.
Well, I was not at the farm, but is that some kind of filler that's put into bread now? Because bread, I mean, I don't remember ever taking a piece of bread and sticking it underwater ever to see if it would happen. Maybe it's always done this.
I don't like that now.
Dude, I was like, what is this right now? Some kind of like foam or something?
Well, I know that because I used to make sourdough bread, and that's pretty sturdy, you know.
Yeah.
But you...
That takes too long to make.
You have to use a lot of yeast and feed your starter, and somebody threw mine away.
Yeah, but like bread would not do that. In your mind, at least, like you said, it would just tear a hole right down the middle, running spigot on.
God, you would hope it would.
It didn't. It just soaked it up, and I squeezed the bread out, and it fluffed right back into a square.
Like, what's going to happen inside your body with that bread?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, wow. That makes me just wonder about, you know, what is it? Or maybe it always was that way, and until we had social media, we didn't ever try crap like that, you know?
Yeah.
You're chewing it into particles, and it's rushing through your intestines. It's not going to stick there.
Yeah, but if it fluffs back up inside you, like...
It's bigger.
I know bread fills you up anyway, but still, that just blew my mind.
I tried that with a piece of a slice of pumpernickel, and it pulled a gun on me.
Really?
I'm like, never again.
Your kitchen. Wow.
Pump, 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 pump.
Some wild stuff going on.
Is crazy. Try it today. Waste a piece of bread.
Yeah. I want to do it with a whole loaf, just like right through the middle.
Okay.
We'll do it in the bathroom then.
The pressure of it, I'm wondering if it would. Well, obviously it would.
You should do it with a baguette.
Hey, hang on.
Watch your mouth, Paige. This isn't San Francisco.
No, just see if the water would penetrate.
Yeah. Try it, though. Again, I don't know that back in the 80s or 90s or whatever, if people tried that because, you know, it's like, okay. But now I saw somebody do it, so I had to go waste a piece of bread to try it. And it was the same thing.
How much of this stuff was discovered before the internet where you couldn't tell anybody? Like, oh, my God, look what I just did. Like any of that stuff.
It didn't happen. No, it did. We should have got your camcorder out and videotaped it.
Like, dang it, just believe me. I put a cigarette on my bee sting and it helped.
Yeah. Oh, look at the text. Probably AI, Matt. Dude, I did it myself. I didn't AI myself. Like, I tried it and it fluffed right back up. It's so weird. But again, I don't know. It could have always been that way, you know?
Yeah. Get one of those Italian loaves that you can get for a dollar.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
See, that in itself, it's 2026. You can still get a big, huge piece of bread for a dollar. Like, you know what markups are? Like, I know what loss leaders are too, but like, what is the investment on that? That someone made, 10 people made money off of it and you sold it for $1?
So cheap.
Yeah. Like, man, oh man, that's strange to me. Anyway.
Ah.
Yeah. Watch the bread.
Ah. So women are debating this topic. Are men who play video games a big turnoff?
Pee on the crescent roll and try it.
I've heard that.
That they turn...
No, they like... No,
women, well, go ahead, fat boy.
Well, I mean, they do it now, too, so... Now it's like what they look for, some of them.
Or they're adapting to their man's hobbies just to have time with him.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of sports cards people get that way. But she starts collecting, too, just because she wants to be there with him. And
that's kind of fun that you have a hobby together.
Yeah, but she's really... It's his hobby, but she's doing it just to get FaceTime with him.
Yep. She's trying to nose in on
it. Oh, I see. So she's just...
She's trying to wedge in.
Yeah. So there's this woman that tweeted, I know this is unpopular, but I'm always unattracted to a grown man who plays video games. And so the internet went crazy debating this. So people are, at this day and age, they're more accepted of people that do that as a way to relax or have entertainment.
I can't. I don't see how that's relaxing. I can't do it anymore. I can't coordinate fast enough.
It's too much of a time waster. I mean, if you're like 40 or 50 still playing video games every day, like, I do pass judgment on you. I really, really do.
Just a little.
Like, I think you don't value life very much.
Well, like, the games, whatever game you're going to play, you have to learn how to play it, right? That takes forever.
Yes.
I think it depends on how you, I mean, if you don't bathe and you sit there and you're a gamer all day long and you're stuck in a room, I would be concerned.
Yeah, but that's anything, right? Like, what if they're just watching porn all day?
I mean, that's
anything.
I would be concerned.
Yeah.
If you know, you're not going to work because you can't get off this game, then you got a problem.
I know.
I don't think there's too many people like that, but.
But then they put them on the Switches and everything where you could take it with you and.
Like, whatever sports game you play, you got to set up the team. You got to do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Tinker with all the settings before you play a game. COD.
What do you think, Paige? You met a guy, he's like everything, you like him, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey, I got a big gamer convention I gotta go
got
to.
Got a hog leg, too.
I think my son does it, so it doesn't really bother me. Like, he's
well, let's talk about not to him, though. Like, a man you met that you're romantically, and you find out he's got the whole setup, he's got the chair, he's got the neon on.
The whole deal.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't bother me, but I wouldn't have too much in common with him talking about that because I'm not a gamer.
Right.
Know? So it wouldn't work. And it's like the hottest dude you've ever seen.
I wouldn't expect him to do the same things that I do, you know.
Have 14 jobs?
No. You know, to do ballet or anything like that. People have different hobbies.
Well, hope to God, you don't. Well, I mean, there's.
Come on.
I pass judgment on that, too. If you're a male dancer over 40.
Yeah, I mean.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.